This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. Listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In today's talk, Reggie says that true spiritual empowerment happens when we surrender to the raw expressive force of our unique incarnation. Doing this requires that we let go of unhelpful ideas about spiritual hierarchy and trust the natural process of awakening to our true nature. This talk was given at the 2009 Winter Datun Retreat, held in Crestone, Colorado.
So, once again, I want to welcome everybody to this unusual place to do this very unusual thing. We all come here on an equal footing. Sometimes we think spirituality is about knowing things or being able to do things or accomplishing things, sort of building up our spiritual self. And then, of course, the people who have read more or practiced more or taught more are above us. And we're on the lower level. And that is the view that is widely held in this world. Too bad. It's wrong. Spirituality is about giving in, surrender, giving in, giving it up, giving it over, letting go. Not to some external authority. Not to some tradition, not to some book or some set of rules or some ideas. But giving in to ourselves and giving in to what our life wants to be. The purest spiritual truth anywhere in the universe is found in the human heart, in the human soul. And it's no different from the life force itself. Our life There's an inward pressure always with us. And we fight it. We fight it, we resist it. We panic, we stay busy. We read books to try to get some ideas to defend ourselves against it. We go to spiritual teachers so we can avoid it. the inner pressure is to give in to ourselves, give in to the person that we already are. And we might think, I don't really like the person that I am. I don't really think, you know, there's much there of value. Or we might think, I know myself, I'm myself, I'm great, I'm doing it, I'm being me, what's the problem? These kinds of attitudes and ideas are just more strategies for avoiding ourselves. The Buddha said, you know, people tried to deify him, put him on a throne, bow down to him. And he said, please, haven't you heard anything I've been teaching? The appearance of a human being in this endless, empty infinity of silence is an event that is so beyond miraculous. There's no reason why there should be anything at all. Space is forever, and it's cold, and it's too hot, and there's nothing there that's alive in our way of being. And then all of a sudden, there are these living things, and they have two legs and two arms. And they laugh and they cry. And they love and they hate. And most of all, they're an expression of the life of the universe. A strange expression, beautiful expression. We are one of those. And our existence is utterly, utterly sacred. Our human life. And none of us is any more valuable or any better or any worse than anybody else, because that's not the deal. That's not how it works. The universe has chosen to appear as you. And it's chosen to appear in a very unique way, an unusual way, a way that has never been and never will be replicated. We are, no matter who we are, we're so beautiful. And we have a charge as humans, which is to realize what it means to be alive, to realize it, to wake up, and realize that we have a mission in life, and that's to be ourselves. Now, you know, you might think, well, I am myself. Well, it's not that easy. The human person is normally about a 1% actually of his or her fullness of being. When you can ride the wind, when you can touch the sun, then you're going in the right direction. The fact is, we don't know who we are. And those of us in this room, I think, understand that. I mean, that's why we're all here. We don't know who we are. And that's the beginning of the journey. As long as you know who you are, nothing's going to happen. Nothing. Dead in the water. But the minute we realize that our, not even who we are, but what we are, is a huge question, then the journey can begin. So we come here, all on an equal footing, all making this journey, and, you know, at different times in life, we have our different roles to play, which is, you know, that's just how it works. But the thing is, we're all doing exactly the same thing. And part of the teaching of this lineage of Chogyam Trungpa, as some of you know, is the teaching on spiritual materialism, which is basically the idea that there's something to attain apart from our own life. That's spiritual materialism. That's once again avoiding the radical injunction of our own life.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Kechog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.